This is Bourbon Supreme, and I never listen to None Taken.
What is up, you sexy bitch?
Yeah, I should probably put a shirt on.
Yeah, whatever. I seem to make sure I'm on the wrong. Do I sound normal? Yeah, I'm on the right.
You sound normal, but you sound like there's a sports game on in the background.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's okay. What is it?
I was listening to Viktor Orbán at CPAC, which we got to talk about.
Is that happening right now?
I think it happened a little bit ago.
A couple weeks ago?
No, like today, I think.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Put a note in the world topics. Because I don't know anything about it. I mean, I know that it was happening.
I don't want to talk about it this week. I'm not ready. I haven't heard all of it, but...
No, I think we should talk about it. It just happened. No.
Okay. I mean, all right, give me 2 seconds.
Because I already have an intro. Let me go get my vape and my shirt.
Of course.
Okay. That's such a Tennessee statement. Sorry. The Iran-backed Shia militia is taking control of the Azerbaijan embassy in London. Wow.
Oh, holy fuck. Did that just happen?
Yeah. All right, thanks, Nova News. These guys all look like ISIS.
Jesus.
No, look.
No, I'm not.
It's like Saudi Arabia with black clothes.
Yeah, I get it.
That's probably not how we're going to open the show, right?
I mean, probably not.
Normally, I have like a witty question to ask you to start the show, but I think in lieu of that this week, we just have a good sound. I know it's not the sound show, but can I play a sound on our Friday show?
Of course.
Also, this will save us actually having to do it as a headline. So let's just play the Alex Jones audio right now.
Okay.
I think most of our...
No.
Most of our listeners have probably heard this already, right?
Of course.
I don't know. I mean, I'm always surprised. So, Alan, you're the better news reader. What happened to him?
He did lose a defamation lawsuit for the Sandy Hook trial. Tried in Texas. I think 10 or 11 families from Sandy Hook sued him for defamation, and he lost today.
Yeah. But the funniest thing was in court yesterday when his lawyer... Well, you know what? The audio speaks for itself.
It does. And then I have his retort.
Do you know where I got this?
No.
Mr. Jones... Did you know that 12 days ago, your attorneys messed up and sent me an entire digital copy of your entire cell phone with every text message you've sent for the past 2 years, and when informed, did not take any steps to identify it as privileged or protect it in any way, and as of 2 days ago, it fell free and clear into my possession, and that is how I know you lied to me when you said you didn't have text messages about Sandy Hook. Did you know that?
I told you the truth. This is your Perry Mason moment. I gave them my phone, and then
Mr. Jones,
just spinning and lying on the spot.
Did you know this happened?
No, I don't know this happened. But I mean, I told you I gave them the phone over.
You said in your deposition, you searched your phone. You said you pulled down the text, did the search function for Sandy Hook. That's what you said, Mr. Jones. Correct.
And I had several different phones with this number, but I did, yeah. Well, of course, I mean, that's why you got it.
Doesn't make any...
That's not why I have it.
My lawyer sent it to you, but I'm hiding it. Okay.
Mr. Jones?
Mr. Jones,
please just answer questions. There's no question. Mr. Bankston also only asks questions.
Sure. Mr. Jones, in discovery, you were asked... Do you have Sandy Hook text messages?
Every time they say his name, I just want them to say that he starts up a conversation with a yellow-haired flamingo dancer.
A yellow-haired flamingo dancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Jones and me.
Yeah. You had... What you have his response? You have something commenting on it? What did you have?
I was going to talk about... So, apparently, included in that trove of information from his cell phone... There was child pornography found.
No!
Yeah, and this has now been sent to the FBI. Now, Alex Jones...
Well, yeah, because he's trying to protect the kids or something, right?
Like, Mr. Jones is now saying that, you know...
The Antifa put it there. Yeah, it was George Soros or the liberals. It was probably one of those gay frogs that did it.
So he got on the air, I think, today and responded to that. And I just have a paragraph. It's like... 2 or 3 sentences, and I think we can just start the show.
Okay.
All right. This is, I quote, Alex Jones. I like women with big, giant tits and big asses. I don't like kids like you goddamn rapists, Jones said.
Tell me when I can hit the button. Any of these.
I literally would never have sex with children. I don't like having sex with children. I would never have sex with children. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a liberal. I do not cut children's genitals off like the left does.
Should we hit record?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. Rabbis cut genitals.
All right, you ready?
I am ready. Are you recording?
Yes. All right, well, you want to start a show?
Let's start a show.
That podcast is filling your head with garbage.
I got no offense taken there.
Well, it sounds like none taken.
Welcome to None Taken Friday Headlines Roundup Edition. Every week, my good friend Alan and I sort through the headlines that he gets attached with his giant checks from the government. And some of them are actually headlines, and we talk them at you. Because I listen to 13 hours of podcasts a day, and Alan watches 3 hours of cable news, so you don't have to. We're your antidote to mainstream media. If you think you have a weird take on the news, it's because we grew up on The Daily Show and AM radio. That's weird, right? Like, that's a weird combination, right? Like, you don't normally do both of those. It's like AM radio is conservative talk, and The Daily Show used to be sort of centrist slash just entertainment. It turned into liberal news, whatever. Like, it... That, is that just opinion, by the way? No, it's mostly liberal news.
That's...
It's liberal awesome. News.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like Trevor Noah. How you doing, bud?
I am actually feeling pretty good today, man.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear.
It's your allegation.
I didn't know it was going to play immediately. I have more audio from that trial I was going to play. I didn't know you had that. I didn't know that came out. Is there audio of that?
There's got to be. It was in a BuzzFeed article. I haven't heard the
there's
audio.
There's no way that was written down. Like, if he wrote...
No,
so what I'm saying is, so it has to have been said, because it wouldn't have been on paper. Does that make sense? Like...
Yeah,
like that's
sure.
Too wild for anybody to be like, no, write it down. Like, so somebody said that, so I'm thinking that's got to be audio of that. I'll find that audio by the Tuesday show, or Wednesday.
I put the link for the BuzzFeed article that I got that from.
Oh, okay. So that link that you sent me was where I thought I was going to be playing music. Can I play?
Yeah, please.
So it's really funny that you said that he blames the... Well, it's hilarious. Okay, it's not hilarious. It's unfortunate that he has that... his child pornography on his phone. I don't understand. Like, don't you hate it when people go up and just, like, stand for someone when they're clearly in the wrong?
Yes.
So some of the more conservative people that I follow, first of all, some of the people were like, well, why aren't they going to sue CNN? If all we're doing is saying people are lying, it's like, well, first of all, don't draw the line just at CNN. We could talk about all the cable news networks. And I think you may have forgotten what happened when Fox got sued, and their defense was, this isn't news. We're an entertainment show. So
that's true.
They don't have to be mutually exclusive. Just because one person's getting caught doesn't mean you can't just
What's that? There's a quote. It's like
don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
No, like the medium is the message.
Yeah.
And like the problem, and I was listening to a podcast about this today, is like the problem with mainstream media currently is that it's television based, and television by its nature requires it to be entertaining. And so that's what you get. That's what the medium is.
The message. That makes a lot of sense, actually. Yeah, I was like, Alan, you're getting in the weeds here. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. Sorry.
No, it worked. Early. No. Early. Don't say, I'm sorry. That was like, I doubted you, and I never will again, Alan.
Okay.
Or at least until next week. okay, so as I was saying, it's hilarious that was, you know, what he went to, because people were standing for him on the right, and this was a page that sometimes I like, Anti-State. You can imagine I like a page called Anti-State.
Yeah,
Connor, unaffiliated.
I was thinking Scott Scott Horton? Isn't he?
No, that's antiwar.com. No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children, right?
Well, you mean like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
I mean, he's not wrong, right?
I was just gonna say, like, that's actually, you know, that's pretty accurate, I think.
And I love that happened in court, like in a serious place, like in a fucking serious place.
By the way, the whole court proceedings, it's like he's never been in courtroom before.
I know, right? It's so funny when when the judge talks to him, he turns like this.
Yeah.
Like he turns all the way to her, like shoulders
like
and everything.
He's a little kid in kindergarten or something.
You know,
shit.
He is sometimes. Like he's got the brain of a
yeah. Well, right. Can I say, yeah. I don't want to be, I really feel like Alex Jones probably is mentally.
He said so on Rogan. He's like, look, I'm retarded.
there's some issues.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
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 But he's made a lot of money off those issues.
Yeah. So. And the point is he knew he was lying.
Yes,
like he knew that he was lying to make money off of this, and I'm glad to see him face the consequences of that.
I mean, I can't imagine a more horrific thing to do than make money off of the death of children.
You know, it's way worse than that because, God, I can't believe I'm talking about Bob Seska two shows in a row. But Bob Seska, who he does a very liberal podcast,
the Sexy Liberals Network,
yeah. But he's affiliated with Buzz. He was an intern for Buzz. So I like, and Buzz is liberal as fuck. Yeah. Yeah. He was an intern for him on WJFK with Don and Mike. Yeah. Way back with Liddy. Like, so he was an intern in the room. Yeah. And he used to harass Liddy all the time. And then when he found out like how fucking crazy Liddy is, he's like, oh my God, I like put my life on the line. If you don't know who G. Gordon Liddy is, G. Gordon Liddy orchestrated the Watergate break-ins. But that was his Operation Monarch, I think is what it was called, and the Operation Gemstone, and the other suggested operations that he wanted to do to help the Republicans win, to help Nixon win. My favorite was he wanted to have all of the Democratic operatives arrested and moved to Mexico until after the election.
You know, I mean,
they're like, you know what? Let's do something more less crazy, like breaking into the fucking office,
psychiatrist's yeah. office.
No, that's yeah, later. I mean, you always get those conflated.
I mean, in a post-Trump world, it doesn't seem all that crazy, but it's fucking crazy.
I know. We talk about this all the time. Natasha talked about it this week because she just listened to a podcast on the anniversary of Watergate, and I was like, I know. It's what I've been saying on the show is that at that time it was, what did the president know and when did he know it? Because he was lying, and it's not the lie; it's the cover up. And then we went from that to, wow, we are really learning how untrustworthy our government is. And then a whole series of generations from there, now we're like, yeah, the government lies. They do unethical things and it's not surprising. And then you have January 6th and nothing happens from it because we're like, well, duh. There's no moment of shock where you're like, even my party is wrong. Whereas back then they were like, no, even my party's wrong. But now they're like, well, they're all dishonest. What am I going to do? Vote for the other team? They're dishonest. Like, well, until they break into the Capitol. I have more Alex Jones. This isn't our fucking sound show. What?
Can you imagine if Trump came out and was like, the people have got to know.
Yeah.
That their president did not start a riot.
No. Like
that
he could get away with that. He could. He could say that.
He doesn't need to. He doesn't have to. Like,
can I play this? This is the last thing of Alex Jones I want to play.
Yeah, I am a human supremacist. I am a human supremacist.
Oh.
That term will be the future war with the robots and the AI. What you're hearing now is the entire future and everything they tried to stop us from doing. Our supremacy will not end with this planet. We will people the stars. We will colonize. We will green dead worlds. We will go interdimensional. We will unlock the secrets of the universe. God has laid them out like Christmas presents for his children. And I am extremely honored to be in the fulcrum and the heart of the fight to bring our race, the human race, in a race for the future. I am honored to be here.
Amphetamines are a hell of a drug, man. I've spent a lot of time in my life on Adderall. I can relate. Like I don't, you know.
It's like the same man said I like women with big giant tits and big asses.
Don't I have one? Hold on. If we're just gonna keep celebrating all his whole catalog, I have. Come on, please be close. Oh no, do I not? I don't think I saved it. Yeah, darn it. Remember, he's like, I'm ugly, I'm fat, I killed my baby.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that, actually.
Man, I didn't save all those sounds. I would just delete them at the end of the week.
Well, there's no way to predict that these would be useful in the future.
Yeah, but probably could have known that one was a good one.
Maybe,
all right. Yeah. All right, well, let's get into our headline show.
All right, so let's get into it, U.S. and world. So kind of two headlines stuck together here because this is actually happening as we attempted to record on Tuesday.
The listeners don't know about that. And I've just been like trying not to get upset. And honestly, I won't get over it until we finish recording this episode. Listeners, we did a whole show, stayed up late, and did our Friday show on Tuesday night. And then I looked down at the recorder afterward and it said write error. And I was like, well, maybe I got most of it and I got literally nothing. So.
But as you said in your text to me, you know, now we're a real podcast.
That's what they say.
We've had a fail. So.
Yeah.
All right. So Arizona, Michigan, Missouri, Kansas, and Washington had primary elections on Tuesday.
Kansas. I like the way you say Kansas.
Kansas was probably the one that everybody's talking about, where voters rejected a constitutional amendment that would have allowed its legislature to enact stricter abortion.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that live on the air. We're like, breaking news, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, and it wasn't even close.
It was pretty wild.
59-41. And, I mean, Kansas is considered, rightly so, a very red state. Although
it is, but historically it's hard to, like
they have a Democratic governor.
Sure, but so, like, okay, so there's a difference between being red, being Trump, and being conservative, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and...
And honestly, go ahead.
No, well, I think that the pro-abortion rights side of this was effective at targeting conservatives on ways that a conservative would appeal to not having their constitution changed. And I think that that's kind of a way forward with communicating with the different sides in this culture war. If we can neutralize that, like it's a neutralizing tactic for culture war. And it allows people to just interpret the facts the way we used to. It is to say, look, this is too extreme for Kansas to be allowing.
It's taking away rights.
Yeah, exactly. And say, you know, conservatives in Kansas wouldn't want this and messaging in that way. And I mean, that's way better than being like, look, I'm a liberal and you don't like me, but here's what I say anyways. And hopefully I get the other liberals out there. It's like, just fucking talk to the people on the issues and appeal to what their nature is. Like, it's not hard.
If you look at polling for Roe v. Wade across the U.S., you get a pretty similar response. It's pretty similar. It's 60-40 approximately. People would prefer it not to be overturned. I don't, honestly, at this point, I don't think abortion is a right-left issue. It's not.
I don't think it is either.
And I think this proves it. Like, and it shouldn't be.
Wait, that's interesting. Hold on. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, so for this to pass at the rate that it did, 60-40 essentially, there's not enough Democrats in the state of Kansas to even make that happen, which means there aren't
60%. Wow, yeah.
You had conservatives, you had independents that clearly voted no here.
Uh-huh.
And I think that was a sort of visceral reaction to the Supreme Court doing what it's done and to people feeling like, wait a second, like the legislature, the government in my state is attempting to take away a right that I've had for however long. The Supreme Court in Kansas had upheld that right. And
it's not conservative by any means to like be changing and going backwards.
But I don't think so. Here's the both sides of that coin is I don't think this means a lot for like Democrats in the midterms.
I see.
I don't think that they're going to just like fucking plow ahead.
Yeah, well, it can if they take a message from this and understand that you have to message to the opponent side in those races and try to appeal to them.
But understand that this was a primary election. A lot of the people that voted in this election, by the way, huge turnout. A lot of people that voted in this election had nothing else to vote for, like because they're not a Republican, so they're independent, they're Democrat, whatever. Which there's really no point to vote in the primaries in Kansas if you're an independent.
Alan, trust me, I've been an independent my whole life. There's never a reason to vote in any of the primaries.
So essentially, these people came out just to vote on this one issue, And
in California, I voted for Bernie just because I was like, well, if I don't get to vote anyways, at least fuck these other Democrats. Like,
that's funny.
Yeah.
But no, like, I just, this is not a left and right issue, and it shouldn't be. And I wish there were more common ground we could find in things like this, is my take.
I mean, don't you think that what we tend to find by having the conversations we have on the show is that most issues aren't truly left or right issues, though? So I think they just found an avenue to overcome that division.
No, I think there's I don't know about most. There are plenty of issues that are not left or right. And putting people in like a pigeonhole based on I'm a Democrat.
Do you think immigration should be a left or right issue?
No, I do not. I don't think
guns should either.
Okay, but that's been weaponized by one side.
Yeah, Alan, did you forget that abortion has been also? I mean, like, you're talking about you're making your case on abortion and saying it can't be possible on these other ones.
No, I'm not saying it can't be possible. Okay. I'm just saying it's not now, but maybe it can be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this one wasn't. We didn't believe this until 2 days ago.
Nope. Nobody saw this coming.
Nobody saw the expects the. Was it the Spanish Inquisition?
The French Revolution. Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah. John Cleese would be rolling in his grave, Alan.
He would.
He's not dead. Sure. You're supposed to. John Cleese is alive.
Oh, that's true.
He wrote Fish Called Wanda. I didn't know that. I learned that in an interview.
I did not know that either. Yeah. You talked about him last show, didn't you?
I did. I should stop. The Senate voted 95-1 to approve Finland and Sweden joining NATO, which requires ratification from the legislatures of all 30 member states. Do you have any idea how many others have voted?
I don't. I think that probably most are going to say yes. Turkey is the problem.
Turkey.
Turkey. So we'll see what happens there. But this is a good start.
Yeah.
I think
so. Yeah, I think so too.
Okay.
I feel so conflicted with what's going on, man. I just like, I get out of it when we start doing the show. Mm-hmm. And then like, I remember like that we had certain news topics and I'm like, oh, that's right. There's war and it's just getting worse.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice laughing at Alex Jones for a little bit before we,
that was fun. Yeah. I'm going to skip brief this moment. Next one. Let's go to the Kentucky flooding. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So ongoing flooding in Kentucky has killed actually, the last headline I heard was like 37 people.
Yeah, like in eastern Kentucky up in the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rescue efforts are ongoing. I think it's kind of calmed down now at this point, right? But it's still hard to get in and actually quantify what happened in these some sort of...
Yeah, there's like really remote rural places. It's just... It sucks, right, man. I mean, like people drowning. Like that shouldn't...
Like, I think you said it on the show that got deleted, but like... People shouldn't die from floods, like, in the richest country in the world.
Yeah.
That's, like, fuck. I mean...
Katrina
happened.
Yeah.
And we should have learned some things from that.
Yeah.
This is not the same thing.
But it's amazing just how quickly that water can come through in some of those places.
And no matter and the infrastructure that we have in the place, and no matter how advanced and modern we are... We're still at the mercy of nature.
Yeah, and that stuff just seems to be happening at a higher rate.
Yeah, for sure.
You want to talk about these Saudis?
Sure. Yeah.
Gulf.
I was like, wait, I thought we were talking about Gulf.
Well, it is, but don't you just think of Saudi Arabia whenever you see...
Of course I do. I think it's your headline.
No, I did. It is mine. Okay, I apologize. 11. Hey, it's live, right? It's not 40,
I think it's live. It's I not, say live. Yeah.
It's not 45.
I don't think so.
Okay. Is that the 45?
I have no idea why it's live, though. That must be an acronym or something.
What's the L? Is L 40 or 50? It's got to be 50, right?
I have to Google this shit. I don't even know. What is L in Roman numerals?
Golf players filed an antitrust lawsuit.
50.
Okay, so it's not 54.
I don't think it's 54.
It was. It's all caps.
Why would it be 54? That would.
Oh yeah, that'd be dumb. Yeah, I'm way off base thinking it would be Roman numerals for no reason.
Why would the Saudis?
I think I just had Roman sport. Numerals. I think I had Super Bowl influence there.
No, I could. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What happened? They're suing the PGA. We talked about this a while back, but it's happening now, and they're doing it with antitrust lawsuits. The athletes, including Phil Mickelson, were banned from participating. So the PGA banned a bunch of the athletes that went to do this LIV tour, a competitive tour to the PGA. And the Saudi-backed league, LIV, not 55, is suing them for basically saying, like, what? You're saying I can't be a competitive league? But they're, like, created and backed by the Saudi government to sports wash their human rights abuses and ongoing war in Yemen. And, I mean, shit, if they're going to turn to the United States for help, I mean, good luck, PGA Tour. Like, if you're getting, if your rival is the United States government, they love Saudi Arabia. You're, like, you don't have a chance. Like,
I was a big Phil Mickelson fan. You know.
What, you turned on him because of this?
No, I think this a little
It's just disappointing, is, right?
It's disappointing.
Yeah, because he doesn't need the money.
I don't know if you saw, but remember I said on the show, so there's only, I think they're only doing like 7 events on this tour.
And they only do,
and 2 of them are at Trump courses.
Yeah, that's so weird. And then Trump showed up, because their first one was this last weekend.
Yeah, I think, yeah. And so, the 9/11 families wrote like a very strenuous letter to Trump saying, like, fuck you, like, we can't believe you're allowing this to happen in your golf courses. You know what they did.
The hijackers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that happened, and it's Trump just kind of shook it off, said whatever, and so it's still happening.
This on the day of Al-Qaeda's death.
Well, Al-Qaeda number 2's death.
Yeah.
Also, so
yeah, hearing, I couldn't remember the name, so I just did a Godfather reference instead. Thanks.
All right,
he didn't die like a dog in a tunnel, right?
Mutilated? Yeah. No, he did. I mean, not officially.
You know what? I heard that during the edit. I was like, I don't know. He sounded kind of fun.
All right. Well, not to go from a upbeat record into a downbeat one, but we lost a great one last week. Vin Scully, longtime announcer for the Los Angeles Dodgers, among other, he did other sports as well. He did the Rose Bowl, right?
No, he's only the Dodgers.
No, he did the Rose Bowl.
Really?
I think he did 49ers games too back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was he, 90 something? He was a broadcaster for over 60 years.
Yeah, like my grandparents listened to him.
Dude, I got to tell you, like, I'm a Giants fan. Die hard.
I'm a Padres fan, and I'm going to agree with what you're about to say.
And I have no love for the Dodgers, but this man was an amazing broadcaster. I think he changed the game for what baseball broadcasting was.
Yeah, a lot of people did impressions of him.
Yeah, and I think if you, like, dude, we have great announcers up here. You know, Kruk and Kipe and John Miller.
I don't think you're supposed to say those words.
Whatever. Dwayne Kuiper, John Miller, Mike Kruko, oh, I think Emmy Award winning.
None of those are racial slurs?
Those are people.
Okay.
Those are people that broadcast the Giants games up here. Okay. I think if you ask any of them, they would say who they were trying to be as baby broadcasters was fucking Vin Scully.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
He was just so amazing. So I think the thing about him that was so great was his ability to just get the fuck out of the way of the game. He was so good at that. And
Most broadcasters ruin play-by-plays by
trying to make themselves the center, and that's not the center should be the game. And he understood that better than anybody, and pulled it off better than anybody.
And his voice was always smooth. Like,
oh yeah,
Harry Carey was just horrible. Brido last week was like, every time I'd listen to him as a kid, I'd just be like, lozenges are a thing. Like, clearing your throat is a thing. Like, just.
No, he had the smooth radio voice, for sure.
Yeah. Can I give an example of what he would pad space? I know you said getting out of the way, but also there's a lot of dead air in baseball. So
should be.
And there's, you know, good broadcasters do good little storytelling and asides.
Yes, that's very true.
Here's a classic Vin Scully aside.
Socialism failing to work as it always does, this time in Venezuela. You talk about giving everybody something free and all of a sudden, there's no food to eat. And who do you think is the richest person in Venezuela? The daughter of Hugo Chavez. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. 0-2. He just like gets right back into it.
Dude, you know
what? There's also games where I think he called the World Series between the Dodgers and the Red Sox, like, I don't know, this is like in the 80s. And there's a point where he literally doesn't say anything for like a minute.
Oh, there's like a classic clip of him just having dead air where it's appropriate.
Just allowing to hear the crowd. And when he gave his Hall of Fame speech, he said, I was a little kid, like 8 years old, curled up by the radio listening to broadcasts. And so when I broadcast to that kid.
Hey, that's us. That's like right? What we're doing. Like, we grew up on radio and we're like, this is the coolest thing we can imagine. Like I think people come to do podcasts for different reasons. And
yeah, I think so too.
For us, it's like, no, you don't understand. Like, I had a real job and I couldn't just like go intern at a radio station to start my radio dreams.
Right.
Like, that wasn't like, I get it. That's how you do that. Like, I understood if I wanted to do it, to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very impressed by the people that took that chance. But this is like a dream come true for us. Like, fucking, like,
so true.
The fact that anyone listens to this makes me so happy.
So true.
All right. Well, that I turned
R.I.P. about Vin me. Scully.
Yeah, Vin Scully. I apologize for that. I one thing I noticed when his audio was playing, I was looking at it. He keeps his level so smooth and steady. Like, he's always. I was like,
master at that.
All right.
Mike, he understands how to use a microphone,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, impressive. Okay, let's move on to econ, or do you want to do this last?
You know what? I just want to do this one.
Okay.
All right, this last headline. Scientists restored cellular activity in the vital organs of pigs.
I don't like this.
An hour after death, using a new technology that challenges the idea that cardiac death is irreversible.
Zombies.
And all I have to say is, like, have these people not seen fucking movies?
So they don't have a brain, right? So they can get their organs to move, vital organs.
Right.
You
posted a thing about them.
I've been able to use less of my full brain capacity for most of my life, but I think vital organs probably includes the brain, huh?
You posted a thing about spiders. People, they're using spiders in Texas, right?
Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah.
That's fucking weird, dude. Why is this okay?
I don't know, but just hold on. Like, what happens to your brain if you become undead? Like,
I mean,
like,
I
what if you're
know.
Dead and your brain starts to like decay or decompose?
Well, I've seen movies. It doesn't seem good.
This isn't
but
okay. I don't like any of this.
I don't
like this. Wait, an hour after death. Okay, never mind. It was an hour, Alan. Oh, what happens? I wonder what happens to the memories. They got to do more of these pigs, run tests, and see if they can remember things that they taught them to remember before. Do you get this? Like,
nope,
they get
nope,
like they do like associations, like make them afraid of something or make them happy about something, right? And then show them those two things after you bring them back from the dead and see if they have the same response. Because that's what they do with butterflies and caterpillars. Because caterpillars turn into butterflies. No, caterpillars?
Yes.
Turn into butterflies. Yes. It's weird, right? But in the meantime, they turn into like a goo while they're in the chrysalis.
A cocoon. Yeah.
Yeah, but they turn into a fucking like blob inside
right.
there.
Right, yeah, I know.
And then they become a new thing, and they taught them to like, I think be afraid of a certain smell and attracted to a certain smell, and it wasn't something they were normally attracted to or afraid of. And on the other side,
carried over.
Yeah, that's weird. So like what, like I guess an hour later, would you still have, Alan, they got to test these pigs.
I feel like this is how we get pig zombies, and I don't want to see this movie. So.
You know what? I think you saved me a lot of time trying to come up with a show title. Let's move into econ. My turn. The U.S. household debt hit a new high of $6 trillion in Q2.
$16 trillion.
What did I say? Six?
Yeah.
It's so much worse than that. $16 trillion in quarter two, driven in part by credit card balances growing 13% from a year ago. Rut-row. So people were like, money's free.
I mean, can confirm. But,
well, but also,
I mean,
like, people...
Mine wasn't intentional. Like, the state didn't pay me.
No shit. I bet that felt good to pay that off.
It felt amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure. When it's $16 trillion, how high is that... before all this inflation, like, you know, things are costing more and people are putting it on their credit cards. So of course, naturally credit card balances would go up.
Yeah. I mean, certainly people are
wait,
having
no,
to
you
do
would
what they
buy less.
Buy. What's that?
I don't know. Just, I do all my payments on my credit card and then I just pay them off intermittently throughout the month. So like, I don't know that that's a bad thing. It just means things are costing more.
Perhaps.
Oh, but it's more of my fucking money, and I need to go earn more of it to afford that, and that's the part that sucks. Yeah, yeah. Overtime hasn't been so annoying in the last few months because it's just nice to make more money.
There's some good clips in here. We'll get to it.
Okay, your turn.
Next headline: S&P 500 and NASDAQ.
Headlines, Alan.
Right. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ rose 9.1% and 12.4% respectively in July, posting their largest monthly gain since 2020. The indices are still down 14% and 22% this year. Hmm. So, I mean, I feel like the markets are reacting pretty well to what the Fed has been doing. I think it's basically because the Fed has telegraphed pretty well what the expectation should be by the market, and markets don't like surprises. And so that's why we're seeing this. Obviously, we're still, you know, we're still in very much bear territory for the year. I don't know. We'll see how this plays out, but this is at least a good sign for July.
I don't trust anything until there's like a significant trend. Like, these numbers come and go. I don't think anybody.
I mean, if you look at
confidence.
Crypto markets, it's way bad.
Yeah, but that will happen in a strengthening dollar, and that's what interest rate rises are doing.
Sure.
Or recession is doing, right?
Don't say the R word.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Raspberry. the house, what do you want me to talk about, dude?
You know,
I think we talked about the chips with Nancy.
Okay.
Did we?
I think we did, yeah.
Or if we didn't. That's
cool. No, I don't think we did. I think I remember you saying, how did we not talk about chips?
Okay. Oh, we talked about it on the other show.
Yeah.
It got deleted. Okay. So the House passed the CHIPS and Science Act last week. It's a $280 billion package seeking to support domestic chip production and scientific research in an effort to bolster competition with China. It'll head to Biden for the signature. Has it been signed yet? This is a couple days
I think it has.
Okay. I mean, it's not like it wasn't gonna, right? Like, he just needs to get off his COVID bed and fucking go do that. He stop killing terrorists and fucking do that.
I think so.
All right, so that's a cool knife missile they used to kill that terrorist. You saw that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does everybody know that?
You should explain.
So it's like a regular, like you think of like a Hellcat missile, and Hellcat missile.
Hellcat's right. Yeah.
Hellfire, one of them. And
wait, Hellcat's a Dodge. Hellfire is a missile.
That's probably true. Those are both probably true statements. So right before impact, these like fucking ninja swords literally look like sword blades come out about halfway across the body of the four swords come out like where dart fins would be, but in the middle of the missile. And they just eviscerate everything that it just runs into, and there's no warhead on it, so it doesn't explode. It's just whatever it runs into, and you know, they think they call it kinetic energy, kinetic weapons. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
kinetic. Yes.
This was about chips and science. chip production in the U.S. and I guess the funding for it was kind of being held up on this bill. It's a lot of money. I'm sure it has a bunch of pork in it. That's like, I can't be excited about anything, because if they ever come together on anything, it's probably going to screw me over, but they're going to give me something that is supposedly what government's supposed to do, but they just consistently don't do the things that government's supposed to do. So it's frustrating. Like, I don't know. Good, right? They're going to pay those vets good, right? Probably. I'm sure there's bad shit in that too. Like, you can't be fucking happy with any of the shit they give us. And
well, I mean, this is going
to, I don't mean to
while.
Be cynical, right? Like, I just, like, that's an honest analysis or assessment, whatever.
Yeah, I understand. I think this is going to take a while to spin up. And there's always like, so if you just allow free markets to operate, like a libertarian would suggest, like, you're going to get a global market, because that's what makes sense, because where the resources are, where the people are, the technology, etc.
I want to be with the people.
And we're kind of going against that grain here, because we're saying this is too important of a thing to just allow us to rely on a country like Taiwan, which is an island which is under severe threat from China, which produces so much of the silicon chips in the world.
I don't know. I think we talked about it in the episode that we lost, but isn't it something like 30% for the world?
Yes.
Which is too much for one small country. Like, if it was a giant country, and it's like, well, you probably have all the chip stuff.
It's a fucking island, dude.
Yeah, tiny place.
It's a tiny place.
Oh, so China's like, yeah, we could blockade you.
Oh, that's, I mean, they're proving that. Like,
well, that's better than a war. Think about the pickle they put us in. You think Biden's going to go negotiate out of that? No, we send aircraft carriers, generals.
You know, when you say a pickle, I think of...
baseball.
The baseball movie. What's the baseball movie?
Sandlot.
Yeah. Benny, killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, and he jumps over the guide.
Yeah.
All right, come on. okay. What do you want to talk about? Got a couple more headlines here.
Okay. Let's skip that. I think it's not... Oh, let's do this one. Actually, I'll do these together. Okay. So the U.S. economy shrank at 0.9% annualized rate in quarter two, making the second consecutive quarterly GDP decline.
Oh, they changed the definition of the R word.
They did. Yeah. They did. So they decided to include some like unemployment numbers. They're like, wait, no, it's just not two quarters consecutive.
Yeah, we found GDP. An older definition that supersedes this.
Yeah, I think regardless of definition, we're... We
does it matter? Like this is like me. This is like when you know you're gaining weight and you're like, no, I just ate something. It's okay. No, I've had a lot of salt today.
I mean, if 0.9 and 0.3 are the worst, that's not too bad. Like this could be a soft landing, but who knows? We'll see.
How do you think not being able to do any economics? That's what I'm going to go with our largest trading partner.
Oh, that's problematic.
Yeah, what happens when trades don't cross border? When goods don't cross borders?
Bad things. War.
Armies do. Yes. Yeah. Excellent.
All right. Next okay. one. I'm going to include. I'm going to get this next time. The U.S. national average gas price has fallen for 7 consecutive weeks.
It's cool to see that as a headline because I feel like you only see headlines of the gas going up. It's like, how is it always going up?
Yeah. No, dude. I paid like 5-something today, which is like the least I paid for gas in months. So,
Alan, I think when I lived in California, I would have been mad about that. But I understand there's a thing going on. There's a bit of a thing going on.
Well, I mean, it's all subjective, right? If you're paying like $6.50 a month ago, that's 5 seems pretty fucking good.
It's all subjective.
Yes. All right, yours.
Okay, Manchie's. No, we already talked about that.
I feel like we just
skipped. Yeah.
Do you want to just skip it?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to just go to JetBlue or do you want to talk about... Okay.
Oh, yeah. We don't even have an in other news. Yeah, JetBlue reached a deal to buy Spirit Airlines. It's weird that these airlines are merging. Like, I don't know.
It's weird that anybody wants to pay anything for Spirit Airlines. Like, that's fucking weird.
Did you think JetBlue went down the line of somebody they could buy and they settled on the cheapest price they can get? Because that's what I've done anytime I've flown on Spirit Airlines. I've been like, I just don't want to pay that much to fly on this trip. I guess I could take the bus. Like, it's literally like the bus. Like, if they could put rails up and just have you sort of sit sideways, they'd be totally happy with that.
Yeah, definitely.
That's like how you fly when you go parachuting. What's that called? Parachuting? Skydiving. you're sitting so weird on that thing. Like, you sit in that thing and you're like, no, I'll take the door. Like, I'm not fucking landing. Are you crazy? Like, have you ever parachuted before? Like, no, I don't need, I've never.
That's the
like,
point though.
You have to aim the plane at the ground in order to land it. That's stupid. Like, no, I'm not going to be a part of this. Like, if I have a parachute, I'll take the door.
That's the point though. Like, they want you to be on a plane that you'd rather jump out of than actually land in.
Yeah. That's their whole business model.
Just a step above that.
Well, so hopefully JetBlue will improve their customer service scores.
Dude, I haven't flown JetBlue in a long time, but I was at a great
I've heard
time
they're I've heard they're I lumped them in with all the shitty ones, but I've heard they're the they're highly
amazing
rated.
Experience.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We don't have anything in another news, do we?
I feel like Alex Jones was other news, and so was Vince Scully.
Yeah.
So,
you know, all right. Well,
we
then
just put it in a different spot.
What have you been? What's been in your media diet?
So I watched Bill Burr's new special on Netflix, Live at Red Rocks.
Bill Burr.
It was good. It wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like the most amazing comedy I've ever seen.
Oh, really? It wasn't that great?
I mean, I can watch Bill Burr just talk about anything or listen to him. He's very insightful always. He makes good points.
And I like his like pacing and
Yeah. Tone. I mean, sometimes I don't remember any moments during the episode where I just like laughed with my teeth out.
Okay.
But it was funny and I enjoyed it. It wasn't a waste of time. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Also, just that he could perform at a venue that fucking huge as a comedian is that's a really cool venue.
Yeah, dude. When I, my uncle lives in Boulder and he lived in Boulder. He's the one whose house caught fire.
Oh, the house burned down.
Yeah. It's such a crazy story. And we're like, oh, I guess we try to get some money for climate change. So he grew up in Boulder. Well, and I was born in Pueblo, and at that time he was like in his 20s, I think, like just graduated from CU. And mm-hmm. I think around then, or even maybe when he was a little younger, he'd go to Red Rocks and see, I want to say, the Eagles with my mom like 2 years in a row. And like,
it's so awesome,
dude. Like, just,
it's such an iconic venue, dude. I've seen on TV, like television, so many different musicians play there. I would love to go there. That's like a bucket list thing for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Cause you, I mean, I, and performers must feel that way too, right? Like, it's,
oh, I'd
like
imagine
it's,
so,
it's competitive to be booked there.
For sure.
That's crazy.
For sure.
Some rocks.
Andre Bocelli had an amazing special there.
Who?
I know.
Who's that? It sounds like food.
It's an opera singer. I'm sure nobody else will know who that is.
But. Is he one of the four tenors?
No.
Okay. That's a thing, right? The four tenors?
Yeah, of course. Okay. I think they played there also.
You know what? I bet. Natasha! Are you working out?
Oh, you have to call her. She's at the bar.
That was such a good recording. I wish
I know. God damn it.
Stayed in the show.
Sorry, listeners. We we lost the episode, but we did call her live on the show.
I still don't remember what I've been watching. Hi, baby. Hey, you're hold on. You're on the show.
Okay.
You're cooking. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Thank you so much. What are you making?
I'm making some Indian curry.
Oh, ooh. Amazing.
That sounds good.
What have we been watching? What's been in our media diet? I always forget.
What was the name of the action movie we just watched?
Oh, the one, the Gray Man.
Gray Man.
Gray Man. Yeah. Gray Man was good. It was like, it was fun. Like, it's formulaic and like the actors are good. What is it? Mostly stunts, less story. And they're fighting scenes like John Wick type stuff. Yeah. Oh,
which made me think of that other shitty action movie you watched. Did you mention that thing?
The Interceptor.
I don't know.
I've been enjoying it. Yeah. There's this platform in the middle of the Pacific that can stop the Russians from like nuking the US. And it gets hijacked by guys on the inside. And only the woman who isn't being believed for her rape accusations and has been harassed like by senior command people. She's the only one that can protect America. It's as good as it sounds. But
wow. What platform is that on?
And there's a scene where she has a broken arm and she can do this like crazy swims from the bottom of the ocean and climbs back up the ship and swings from one.
Oh God, you're giving away the best part, babe.
Damn.
Yeah.
So, this sounds so like a lot of fun.
You know what? It's on Netflix. I mean, you know, if you're keeping your subscription, you might as well watch some garbage like that. Put it on while you go to sleep. Watch it over the course of a couple of nights. It's not that bad.
All right.
But it is hot garbage, though. What else have we been watching and liking, though? The Old Man is still really good, but it's weekly. Maybe wait another week.
One. No, besides really Old Man.
My shows.
Yeah, I hate waiting in between. Murders in the Building. And,
that one.
Yeah.
Which is season two.
What? What did you just say? Nobody can hear you.
Sorry, I told you I'm cooking.
Sorry.
I said it's season two, so you have to watch the first season first.
Oh, all right.
Murders in the Building is on.
Yeah, but it's about podcasting. Do you have Hulu, Alan?
No.
Well, why do you ask so many questions about things that are on Hulu? What? Lots of shows are about podcasting. This is terrible. This is bad radio.
Is Alan our Hulu login? Like, we have to.
Oh, yeah, I can give you my Hulu login.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
We can add him to our account.
Sweet. Cool.
I have all my girlfriends on there.
Yeah. Yeah, Alan, be one of the girlfriends.
Hell yeah.
All right. Thanks, babe. Yeah, just make your profile. All right, this is bad radio. Stop. I love you. All right, thanks. All right, God bless.
Cheers.
Cheers. Drive safe. Do you want to do this quiz? Or are you good?
Oh, yeah, we should. I mean, came here.
That was a good end of show.
Oh, you want to just... Oh, wait, hold on. This is a good one.
Oh, okay.
Who said it, Ron Paul or Vladimir Lenin? This is a
Connor quiz. Mortel's quiz.
All right, so here's the quiz. So who said it, Ron Paul or Vladimir Lenin? And we have to pick which one. So here's the quote. A lie told often enough becomes the truth.
That's Lenin.
I also think that's Lenin, but I hate when we pick the same one.
I know.
Oh, we were right. Yeah. Okay. We're going to go to the next one. One must always strive to be as radical as reality itself.
Well, can I just say, I think it's a shame that we moved past that last one when that's like probably the most appropriate quote we've ever played on the show.
That's a great fucking quote.
Yeah, but everybody's heard it. But we like forget it and move on, right?
I suppose.
I don't know. This one sounds like Ron Paul to me.
Okay, I can go either way here, so I'm going to go Lennon. And then, oh, I was right.
No, it was Lennon. That's not fair. Game's cheating. Connor's okay. Probably at work when he
last this. One. This is a tiebreaker. Fine. Wait, I don't know if we've done this one before. Okay, here it is, and you tell me. As long as we live beyond our means, we're destined to live beneath our means.
That sounds like Ron Paul. You should say Ron Paul if that's who you think it is.
I think it's Ron Paul, so. Yes! Alan wins.
I said Ron. Okay, all right, so I said Lennon.
That was 2 out of 3.
Oh!
Because we both got the first one. I got the second one, and we both got the third one.
You didn't get the second one.
I did.
You agreed with me.
No, I said Lennon.
And you were wrong.
No, I was right.
That second one was Lennon?
Yeah.
Losing my mind over here. Okay, well, I guess you know what? I'm gonna go edit this show real quick and post it. I'm gonna be real upset when it's wrong. I know I'm wrong. I'm sorry. No,
you know what?
No, I refuse it.
Listeners, can I be honest? I know we lost a good show on Tuesday, but this show was better.
This was better. No, the other one was better. You got to stick around because next time it'll be even better than this one.
Yes, you do. All right, cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, how about that?
Come in the name of peace.
I'm pooping right now.
Is Kevin McCarthy a moron, and if so, why?
Why would you say something that stupid?
I come without explanations or solutions.
I'm a very sexy lady.
Ted Cruz, go fuck yourself.
Read the news.
God bless the United States.
Now this is podcasting.